I know as a single Christian now, you may feel like God is beating you and flattening you and rolling over you.
But Dr. Tony Evans says what may feel like a workover is more like a makeover.
What he's doing is getting you ready for the good stuff.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. If you're single, you know it can be hard waiting for the Lord's timing. So what do you do about that? Dr. Evans, that's a great place to start as you tell us about what's in store for today.
Well, we've talked about waiting on the Lord, and we've discovered one of the ways to wait on the Lord is to work for the Lord. Unless you have undistracted devotion to the Lord, you're going to have a problem waiting. So how does God expect you to work, or what does he expect you to do while you wait so that waiting is not bad because you're filling your time with something productive that he can use?
So let's find out how a single works for the Lord. Here's Dr. Evans.
Many singles have lost hope. Like the little girl who said, hope is wishing for something you're never going to get. Many see no light at the end of the tunnel. But of course, if you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel, that means you're not at the end of the tunnel. Look at what Paul says in verse 24 of 1 Corinthians 7. Brethren, let each man remain with God in the condition in which he was called. God relates your state to your calling. Now, here's the problem as I was preparing this, that many or most singles have differentiated their status from their calling. Let me explain something. If you are single today and you love God, and in your heart you are seeking to live for God, then your status right now is not only a social reality, it is a divine calling. See, you got to hear that now. As long as you reduce your status to a social situation, then you're going to react to society's viewpoint. But Paul says that you are to look at your situation as related to your calling. That's not simply where you are right now. That's where God has you right now. Now that changes things right there. Because that ties your status into a divine calling rather than merely a social situation. Last time we looked at the principle that you are to wait on God for a mate. Going about normal living, normal social relationships, developing meaningful relationships, but you're not to go mate hunting. You don't have to date on the internet. You don't have to ask everybody you know who they know. He said, seek not a mate. What he's saying is, don't get all anxious about this so that every time you go out and every person of the opposite sex you see, you're raising the question, could that be the one? Yes, meaningful Christian relationships, but if you are depressed about your status, which now you ought to see as your current calling, then perhaps you've not seen God's perspective yet on where you are. Or perhaps you've been duped by the devil to keep looking at this one tree and miss all the other great trees in this beautiful garden. But that raises a question that I would like to address today, and that is this. How do you wait successfully? That's the question. Okay, I'm called right now to be single because I am single and because I'm seeking to walk with the Lord. So therefore, if the Lord hasn't changed my status, that's where he has me. Therefore, how do I function in this role until such time that my status changes, but not function as a victim, but function as a victor? He gives three principles in verses 32 to 35 revolving around one concept. Here's the concept. That since your status is also your calling, You are to fulfill your calling in your status. Let me say that again, because that was deep. Since your status is your calling, remain in the calling God has you, whether married or single, then your calling is supposed to be being fulfilled in your status. Now, what does that mean? That simply means that you are to be as a single, or married for that point of view, but right now we're focusing on singles. You are as a single Christian supposed to be under God fulfilling your divine call. The word call means your divine reason for being. Your calling is your divinely ordained purpose. Principle one, you must learn to be free in your work for the Lord, your calling. Verse 32, look at the first line. But I want you to be free. There's the word free from concern. I want you to stop worrying about getting married. I want to set you free to be the single God wants you to be. I want you to be free from being held hostage to your status as though something is wrong with it. He says, I want you to be free from being too overly occupied with your status. When am I going to get married? How much longer am I going to be single? All my friends are getting married. My biological clock is ticking. I want you to be free from those concerns. Now, I'm going to make a statement here to the singles. Many of these principles you will be able to apply to marriage. I know we have many married people here, but I want to make a statement to the singles. Hold on now. This is a whopper. It's a big one. Are you ready? If you are a Christian single and are preoccupied with marriage, you are living outside of the will of God. If you are a single, preoccupied, I don't mean desiring to get married. You ought to. It's a fine desire to have. I'm talking about preoccupied. I'm talking about frustrated. Day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, you are living outside of the will of God, for you are living in a distraction that God never meant you to have. If you're single, God says you ought to be free. Free from what? Free from concern. That should not preoccupy you. He says you are to be free. Freedom means liberty from bondage. Now watch this now. I want you to be free. Well, who's not free? Married people aren't free. All right, come on, let's get it straight. Married people are in bondage. Every last one of us, y'all. Look at verse 27. Are you bound to a wife? Hello, I'm talking Bible here. If I were to ask all the married folk who feel stuck, trapped, locked up, locked in, you are stuck. In fact, you are so stuck, Paul has to say in verse 27, do not seek to be released. Sound like you're trying to get out of jail. Trying to get an early release. And that's what a lot of married folk are trying to do. Get an early release. He says, Paul says, you have to understand here, you are free. Second principle, he also wants you to function. The function in working for the Lord. Verse 34, and his interests are divided. The woman who is unmarried and the virgin is concerned about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. The word holy means to be set apart. Set apart for divine use. Chapter 9, verse 13, you don't have to turn there, talks about that referring to being to serving. So when he talks about being holy, that's not meaning singles are supposed to be holy and married people are not supposed to be holy in terms of how they live. He's talking about how they serve. The one who is married is concerned about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. He says, I want you to become set apart to your divine service. That has to do with your function. Here's the question God has answered. God wants to know, single, how is your daily functioning contributing to the kingdom of God? Or is there no correlation to what you do every day and the kingdom of God? Many singles are like people going for a Sunday drive. You ever did that growing up? Going for a Sunday drive. That was fine for a while, but after a while, that was boring. Because it's no fun going nowhere for hours. We can go for a Sunday drive for a while, but after a while, you got to be going somewhere. If you're single, God has you single, and you ought to want to know why. And that may mean for a period of time, whatever time God deems, yes, he has you in an inconvenient spot. When I went through seminary, when most of the guys went through seminary, that was an inconvenient time. You weren't poor in seminary, you were poor. But it was a necessary inconvenience to where he was taking me. A man was teaching another man how to play golf. Now, if you've never tried to play golf and you want to look like a fool, that little ball will make you look like a fool. All right? I mean, that little ball will embarrass you. This guy was trying to show this other guy, he swung 6 times and missed the ball. Because that ball will make you do that. The guy looking, who was supposed to be the learner, said, now, this game looks like a lot of exercise, but I don't have any idea what that white ball is here for. A lot of us are involved in endless activity, not hitting a thing, because we are not moved, geared to where God is taking us. So, God says, free singles, it's time to be free and say it loud, I'm single and proud. But in order for you to make it as a single, proud, free person, you have to have function. Undistracted service to the Lord, which involves your career or might involve your career or using your career for the purposes of the kingdom of God. But it means that there must be expanded kingdom activity, that which a married person cannot have. His interests must be divided. And finally, that ought to change your focus. The focus of working for the Lord, living in your calling. Verse 35. This I say to you for your own benefit. I'm not trying to hurt you. Not to put a restraint on you. I'm not against you getting married. I'm not against you pursuing a matrimony. I am not trying to stop your marriage. But what I'm telling you, he says, is for your benefit. This is going to help you be successful as a single till you get married. He says, but to promote what is appropriate. I want you to be an appropriate single. And to secure, here it is, undistracted devotion to the Lord. Here's what God is saying, singles. Here it is. You focus on me, I'll do the looking for you. Ooh, that's nice. Let me write that down. He says, you focus on me in your function. You live out your calling and let me do the looking for you. Yeah. Don't you do this? It's time to go out and you listen to the traffic report. You want to know what the traffic's doing, what freeways are clogged up. Now you can say, I'm not listening to a traffic report. I'm going to take my chances. The only problem is when you're in traffic, you can't see what's going on. All you know is that there's a long line and you stuck in it. But every traffic report worth its salt is given from a helicopter. Somebody up here looking down over the whole situation who can direct you as the way you ought to go. Now you can try to make this thing work on your own and join the single traffic stuck in traffic line. Or you can let the helicopter look at what's going on and steer you in the way you ought to go, because they see the big picture. Your devotion to the Lord and your focus on the Lord, listen to this, will tune you into the Lord so that you'll hear things other singles won't hear, because your antenna will be up to hear it.
Dr. Evans will come back in just a moment with an example that shows how good we are at hearing what we're tuned into. First, if contentment isn't a word that describes your experience as an unmarried believer, take a moment to request your copy of Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. It'll coach you on what to look for in a prospective spouse, describe why it's so dangerous to settle for less, and reveal how to live a fulfilled, productive life, whether a mate comes along or not. It's packed with principles so important that we're offering a copy of The Kingdom Single to anyone who can come alongside Tony's ministry and help with a contribution of any size. Details are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org. That's tonyevans.org. Or call us any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back after this.
People say Tony Evans' teaching makes the Scripture come alive. Imagine hearing it all at the very spot where the events of the Bible actually happened. Join Dr. Tony Evans on a once-in-a-lifetime tour of Israel. You'll stand where the crowds welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem, sit where they gathered to hear the Sermon on the Mount, worship in the room where the Last Supper took place, and see for yourself that Jesus' tomb is really empty. There are lots more stops on this 9-day pilgrimage, and along the way, Tony will share fascinating background stories and unforgettable insights that'll change the way you think about Scripture forever. Don't miss your chance to make an amazing investment in your family and your faith. Join Tony in Israel, November 8th through the 16th. Visit tonyevans.org today to check out the complete itinerary and make your reservation. Space is limited and spots are filling up, so don't wait. That's tonyevans.org.
An Indian was walking down the street with a businessman one day. They're walking down the street, and the Indian stopped and said, "Shh, listen. Businessman said, "For what? Don't you hear it?" He said, "Hear what?" "Crickets." "Crickets? I do not hear any crickets." "Oh, they're loud. Listen. Don't you hear them?" Businessman said, "I don't hear any crickets." Indian looked around, and right over on the side, there was a cricket. Cricket chirping. He went and picked it up. Businessman said, "I can't believe that. We out here downtown, all these people, you and I are talking, and you hear a cricket. I don't know how you did that." Indian said, "Okay." Indian reached in his pocket, took out some change, threw it on the ground. 20 people stopped walking. Indian said, "You always hear what you're tuned to." A businessman is tuned to money. You're going to hear a penny when it drops. I'm tuned to nature. I hear a cricket. A lot of you will never run into your mate because you're not tuned in to God. You're tuned into you, the television, your friends. And you're not tuned into God, who alone knows how to get Adam and Eve hooked up. There's only one time you worry about a mate. And that's when it's time to pray. Whenever you feel yourself being overwhelmed by a desire for the mate, that is the time to pray. If you're not praying, you shouldn't be worried. When you're worried, you ought to be praying. Anytime you're starting to worry about a mate, you get on your knees and say, "Lord, I'm starting to worry. I'm going to give this thing over to you." Because the Bible says, "Be anxious for nothing but in prayer." I had a trip to go on. A lot of people at the airport. Sylvia writes out my plan, my destination, what gate. I go to the airport. The airport has made all the arrangements for the plan, the flight pattern, the pilots, the stewardesses. They have taken care of everything. It's a lot of people at the airport. God has invited every single to the airport because he wants to take you somewhere, and he's got a flight plan for your destination. So I'm at the airport on this one occasion, and I heard, "Dr. Tony Evans, will you please pick up the white courtesy phone?" So I go to the white courtesy phone. And I don't remember what the issue was, but it was an emergency, and Sylvie was tracking me down. There are thousands of people at this airport. There are people all over. But Sylvia needed me. So she called my name. I got my message at this busy airport. Now, I'm going somewhere. I'm at the airport because I'm going somewhere. But a lot of people are headed somewhere. But she needed me. She called the number and they had a service available that knew my name. I went to the white courtesy phone and got my message at the airport with a lot of other people there with my name because she knew me and where I was because I was going somewhere. When you as a single in the name of Jesus Christ decide that I'm going to focus on fulfilling my calling, what you're saying to God is, I'm going somewhere. Lord, and where I'm going has to do with height. I want you to lift me up and I want you to take me and deliver me to where I am going. On your route to your destination, whatever your calling is and wherever God is taking you, if God wants to interject and intervene and change your plans, he knows how to call the airport at which you are located and call you by name to his white courtesy phone because he has a new plan for you. Some of you are going to be going this way and God's going to call your number on that day and let you bump into somebody you never thought you'd meet, hadn't seen for years, and all of a sudden you're going to see God hook you up. But it will be because you're at the airport going somewhere. He knows, he sees that another one is going over here, but he knows where the white courtesy phone is. He knows your name, but the only reason to call you is because you going somewhere. If you are going somewhere in your calling and at the time that God decides to hook you up, he wants to be able to make connection with you because you're flying high. You're going somewhere. Being prepared for your calling is like going to a pizzeria. Anybody like pizza? You ever been to a pizzeria? I'm talking about a real, real pizza place where they make them, where you watch them make it. I ain't talking about this prefab stuff. I'm talking about seriously making pizza on the spot. It starts with a ball of dough, right? Then they be rolling that thing and pressing on it and mashing it. Then they start pounding on it. Then after pounding on it for a while, they beat it more, and then they start throwing it up in the air and twirling it. You ever seen that? That dough goes through a whole lot so you can have pizza. But when you go to a pizzeria, you don't ask for dough. You want the good stuff. You want the pepperoni and the sausage. Everybody wants the good stuff, but you can't get the good stuff until you got the dough ready for the good stuff. I know as a single Christian now, you may feel like God is beating you and spinning you and twirling you and flattening you and rolling over you. It may feel like God is just mashing you down, but what he's doing is getting you ready for the good stuff. You show me some dough that rebels against the pizza man, and I'll show you some dough that never gets around to the good stuff. So if you want the good stuff, God has so laid you out that you can receive the good stuff and enjoy it in the process.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about what to do while you're waiting for God to start the next chapter of your life. There's more about this and every other aspect of single living in Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. Remember, we're offering this brand new resource for a few more days as our thank you gift when you support The Alternative with a donation of any size. Your faithful, generous contributions are the only way we can continue bringing Tony's teaching your way and building up local churches and leaders. So be sure to visit us at tonyevans.org to request your copy of The Kingdom Single before this special offer runs out on Friday. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Society puts the idea of sexual purity somewhere between old-fashioned and impossible. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will explain why God's idea of sanctified sex still makes sense in our morally confused culture. Be sure to join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.